I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that kids 6 years and older get 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity on most days of the week. Dr. Sarah Ritchie is here to talk about the health benefits of a physically active routine for children of all ages. Dr. Ritchie is an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Ritchie, everybody knows in general that a physically active lifestyle is great for kids, but give us the highlights of the specific ways that exercise and active playtime really does benefit kids.
There are so many benefits, but if I can call to mind some of the highlights, this would include physical activity can help prevent obesity. It can help prevent heart disease and diabetes later in life or even in adolescence. It can improve cognitive function and actually help students focus better in school. It can boost self-esteem, improve sleep. It can reduce the risk of anxiety or depression and diffuse stress. And it can help teens avoid risk-taking behaviors such as smoking, drinking, and drug use. And honestly, the list goes on.
How much exercise or active playtime is really needed then to reap these benefits, not just for the older kids, but for younger kids too?
Recommendations for our younger children, particularly ages 3 through 5, are being active throughout the day. And we want at least 3 hours of physical activity for that age group every day. Most of them are going to get this just through their regular playtime. For our older children, children and adolescents ages 6 through 17, we actually recommend being active for 60 minutes or an hour on most days of the week, but with a goal of every day of the week. And we recommend moderate to vigorous intensity, and that could include any kind of aerobic activity such as walking, running, dancing, sports, anything that makes the heart beat a little faster. So for example, a walk to school in the morning is probably moderate intensity, while playing tag at recess is probably more like vigorous activity. And then in addition to aerobic activity, you can also have bone and muscle strengthening activities, which are also great. And some examples of those are body weight exercises like push-ups or sit-ups. And bone strengthening activities would include anything that involves jumping.
What tips can you suggest for parents to help kids build a physically active lifestyle?
Often kids don't even have physical activity on their radar when they get home from school or on the weekend. And so setting clear limits on screen time can be really helpful to encourage kids to get out and be active. It's actually not as hard as you might think to achieve moderate intensity activity. So for example, a leisurely bike ride after school or on the weekend, that actually achieves a goal of moderate intensity. Climbing on playground equipment, that's another really great way to get in some muscle strengthening activity. And then playing or practicing sports games, of course, those are ways to get in some good aerobic activity. Providing active toys, so like balls and jump rope. And something to consider is that we do know that parents who find time for physical activity for themselves are more likely to have physically active kids.
Dr. Ritchie, thanks for this information about the health benefits of a physically active lifestyle for kids.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.